For the following reconstruction of events, I'm indebted to the after-action report submitted by Sergeant Zale. With its help, I've been able to infer much of what happened following Kane's departure from the battlefield in the company of the Dark Eldar Succubus.
I think we've just run out of nids.
Not before time. What happened?
We got all the big ones, so the rest run away.
Without the synapse creatures to herd them, the smaller organisms would have been cut off from the influence of the hive mind and reverted to their instinctive behaviour patterns, in this instance, to run for cover.
But what about the Eldar?
Not so lucky. What was left of our squad and the Commissar's aide fanned out to make sure. But our first impression turned out to be right. All the Xenos women were dead, although they were each surrounded by so many dismembered Tyranids that it took us a while to be certain we'd located them all.
But most of the Nids seem to have gone after them instead of us. Why would they do that?
Don't know, don't care. Just thank the throne.
Almost certainly because Jürgen was a blank, one of the incredibly rare individuals with a natural talent for nullifying any psychic or warp-spawned phenomena in his immediate vicinity. He appears to have disrupted the hive mind's connection to its synapse creatures on several occasions, and it's more than likely he did so in this instance as well.
The Emperor protects!
Any sign of the Commissar?
None. Or that Xenos harlot.
Probably both dead by now.
Not the Commissar. His fox speed's still working.
Tracks. Over here.
Show me.
I was certain he would have led the way if he could, but reading the jungle is a skill that takes time to learn. Instead, he kept his melter ready for instant use and followed hard on my heels, leaving the others to bring up the rear.
Where did those Tyranids come from so suddenly?
You saw the direction. Where do you think?
The firebase must have driven them off.
Or been overrun. Either way, we've got the entire swarm on our heels. Better hope the Commissar's plan works before they catch up.
Within moments, it seemed, we were deep in the jungle, completely out of sight of the charnel grove and the battle which had raged within it. Despite the misgivings I still felt about the alliance I'd struck, I couldn't deny that I needed it. It was now clear that the Tyranids hadn't been solely responsible for the absence of local predators which had occasioned me such unease. Though we were attacked less frequently than on the previous day's march, the jungle still contained enough unpleasant surprises to keep me constantly scanning our surroundings for lurking threats.
So, your attention isn't entirely on me.
Disappointed?
Surprised? I was expecting you to try to kill me before now.
Funny. I was thinking the same thing.
Behind you!
I wondered how long it would take you to spot it. You have a remarkably strong survival instinct for a member of so weak a species.
Quite. I wasn't nearly as sure of myself as I tried to sound, of course, but I knew a head case when I saw one. Melissia was a predator, pure and simple, and however much she thought she needed me, would turn on me in a heartbeat if she scented a scintilla of weakness. It was just in her nature.
Was that a challenge? I'm so glad I chose well.
A turn of phrase which sent a shudder through me, as strongly as if I'd just stepped into a Valhallan shower. But I masked the reaction with the consummate ease of the lifelong dissembler. Chose? For what?
A traveling companion.
You had bodyguards.
So did you. Much good they did either of us. I like this world. Like home, without the intrigue.
Is that why you're here? Your idea of a holiday?
You could call it a hunting trip.
Which sort of made sense. For a race which relished the pain of others, a death world would be like a day at the beach, let alone one overrun with Tyranids and Imperial Guardsmen energetically dismembering one another. Did you bring many friends along on this little junket? From what I remembered, Eldar Reavers tended to attack in force, making lightning raids before melting back into the warp through one of the portals they seemed able to open pretty much anywhere they liked. If Melissio was a scout for a full-scale incursion, I needed to know, so I could find a bolt hole before it arrived.
Just the ones you've met. This is a private hunt after very special quarry.
So long as you're enjoying yourself.
The trail was easy enough to follow, and we made good time, urged on by the Commissar's aide, who seemed convinced that he was still alive and well. Though I never said so, I had another reason for hurrying. The Tyranid army was hard on our heels, and if I'd read the signs about us correctly, getting closer all the time. I could hear faint sounds of movement in the distance, and the motile plants about us seemed agitated, as if they were sensing an approaching threat. And if that wasn't enough, I had yet another cause for concern. I can only see one set of tracks. That still leaves the Eldar unaccounted for.
We didn't see any tracks before, either.
You wouldn't. Her kind don't leave any.
That doesn't mean she's with the Commissar.
His Vox channel's still open. I can hear her talking.
So we won't have to worry about an ambush anyway.
Lictor! Frack! Just winged it. Your man?
Dead. It appeared out of nowhere.
They do that. Said they were sneaky. Better get a move on before the rest arrive.
The rest?
They scout ahead of the swarm. Leave a trail the rest can sniff out and follow. Come on.
It's gone the same way as the Commissar.
Better find him quick then, hadn't we?